South's commercial bill flamethrower. Boss man in the BAM.
Good morning-ish, and happy hump day. Best day of your life. Welcome to Drive Time, brought to you exclusively by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, DJ. What's going on this beautiful hump day morning?
Man, isn't it?
Happy hump day.
How'd the boss's birthday go yesterday?
It went great.
She had a big time.
She had a big time, and I want to thank everybody for wishing her a happy birthday, and it was a great day. She thoroughly enjoyed being 7 years old, and I want to thank everybody for that, and just had a good time, ate a little cake and cupcakes, and well, they did, and I'm sorry I didn't bring you any. She and her classmates took care of all that.
Next time.
Yeah, next time. So, good morning. Look here. I'll tell you what. There's a lot of people in here. Good morning, Farish, Pat and Dunn, Donna Weaver, Megan Ferreira, Marianne Swain, Lisa McGraw, Kathy Tolan, OG. Good morning. Donnie Max, Christine Pugh, Whitney Sister in, Hot Rod, Roddy Williamson, Jeff Martin. Good morning, Jeff. Wendy Willis, let's see, Jesse Rigby, Tracy Miller, Joey Salter, Jennifer Parker, Mitch Redash, Patty White, Madison Lum, Mark Miller. There's a pile, DJ. There's a man from across the pond, Big Paul.
Good morning, Paul.
Paul in this morning. Good morning to you, Paul. Brandy Barentine in. I'll tell you, it's just a bunch of them in there coming in. So Lisa Weaver, Steffi Dahlheit, good morning, everyone. Yeah, it's been I was a little calmer last night around my house. So I was very happy to be a little bit calm.
If I can, real quick, I want to send thoughts and well wishes to a friend of many in this community, Tommy Trimmer. Tommy's having some health issues he's dealing with, and want to extend our thoughts and prayers to him as he's going through a pretty tough time. If you can, find a place on the prayer list for him, and I just want to send Tommy well wishes.
Certainly. We certainly do. Now that all this is kind of getting kind of dialed down or whatever you want to call it.
Is it over?
Well,
I haven't seen an egg.
I heard it was. I hadn't seen the egg either, but I
call
heard it
the
was.
Search.
Look at Elizabeth Hancock. Taylor Swift's going to be in Atlanta August 10th and 11th. She's got $10 help for some tickets for Kinsley. Thank you, Elizabeth. I appreciate that.
It's not over.
Morning, Wade Winstead.
It's never over.
No, it's not over.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
No, it wasn't.
It's not over now.
It's not over. And I mean...
Okie dokie.
No, you didn't.
Okie dokie.
No, you didn't.
I think the Germans just bombed Pearl Harbor.
It's over. Yeah. It's over. Drop the mic. It's over. Walk away from it. Uh-oh. Happy hump day.
Good morning, Wheezy. Evan Minshew over at McDonald's. Good morning to you this morning. TJ Wood, good morning to you. Trevor Youngblood. Good morning, Trevor. Allison Foster. Good morning, Alley Cat. Let's see here. Shannon Odom, good morning, Shannon. Abby Roberts, good morning to you. Doug Obar, good morning, neighbor. Man, I'll tell you, it's a lot of Sarju Patel, OG.
Yes, she is.
Wendy Lucas, Wendy Williamson, look at there.
There she is.
Another OG.
Absolutely.
Breanne Bryant, Action, another OG. Good morning, Action. Julie Bush, Margaret Cotton, another OG.
OG.
Ain't no doubt. Lynn Bass. I'm glad I saw Lynn
right there. I love Lynn Bass. I professed my love for her yesterday.
Lynn Bass, I got the Snapchat thing up and running, and I told everybody, check out the hardest worker in the drive time group. And yesterday, Lynn puts out a video that was classic, in my opinion. Classic.
All of her stuff is.
I agree. But I mean, yesterday it was classic. I had visions of her and Rob going into businesses and talking with them and seeing what was going on.
Shannon Odom, Team Cobra Kai. Wow. I did not see that coming.
That was a bomb right there, man.
Wow. Okay. Huh. There's a place for everybody.
There's Susie Mills in. Good morning. Stacy McGowan, Butcher, OG, even though he is Cobra Kai. Sherry Weaver, one of their original OGs.
So is Booker.
Booker, no doubt. Hazel. Hazel's in. OG for sure.
Good morning, Marcia.
There's my friend Polly. Pollyanna from across the big pond over there.
Across the big pond today. How about that? Getting out there.
Good morning. Or maybe afternoon over there, Polly. But MCN, another OG.
And a guy.
Well, I can't help that. I'm just saying she definitely an OG. And yes, I want to tell Lynn Bass she is a Brutonian.
Brutonite. Thank you, Mallory.
Whatever you want to call that. I agree. We have adopted you, Lynn, no doubt.
Yeah, we're going to have to hook up with her one day. And
she needs to come up and sit in with us on the show.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
She's a fun person.
She is. Martha Clay LaForce.
My girl.
OG.
88.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stacy.
There's the co-captain of Cobra Kai. Well, the co-captain of Cobra Kai, Bubba Crutchfield, in the house. He and Butcher would be a close tie. They're running neck and neck.
And they have very similar shapes.
If you can find it.
Yeah, they're shaped very similar.
Yeah. So, Elisa Hart, OG for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No doubt. Good morning, Terry Beasley. Jessica Langford. Bunch of them in there. Paula Pettis, good morning to you. I don't know if she's declared.
Oh, she's declared.
Oh, she did.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You made no bones about it.
Okay. Oh, I can't remember. Manasco OG.
Definitely.
For sure. Look at there. There's Team DJ. Team DJ is being represented this morning.
Oh, yeah. I love my peeps.
Stacy Simmons, good morning to you. Charlie Bradley. Charlie's OG. Charlie's been in there from the beginning. Good morning.
There he is. Okie dokie.
Oh, man. I'll tell you.
You're good.
There's Miss Janie.
People really don't know how good you are. Evil genius at times. Genius all the time.
Don't ask and you won't receive.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
Oh, man. Hey, Hey, I want to do that, Chuck Pace. Let's all remember Thomas Egerton.
Yes.
Thomas' visitation is 1 p.m. Thursday. Service at 2 p.m. at Craver's. You know, definitely our thoughts and prayers with Thomas's family and, you know, good guy. He was. Reed Joyner. Good morning, Reed. And Reed's another OG. Terry says she could kick herself for not thinking AT&T. Well, I bet you could, Terry.
there are some that have some real horror stories in terms of how close they were to the prize. Couldn't close the deal, didn't finish the deal, whatever the case may be. But
Manasco's bringing treats.
Today?
He said bringing treats.
That would be great. There's my guy, Freddie.
Freddie, what's going on?
Let's talk a little bit.
This life changer.
About the, of course, the Dash and how much fun it was. And we've said it many times. I don't think it can be said enough. The people that really turned it into what it was. I mean, we obviously kind of had an idea of what it might be. And we were very optimistic of what it might could be in terms of a threshold. And, of course, it far exceeded that about four times. But a lot of good folks, a lot of good businesses stepping up and making that so much fun for all of us.
I want to say this because it was he was the first one to jump in.
And I don't even remember who it was.
Larry Murphy.
Larry Murphy. That does not surprise me.
Larry Murphy. So Larry Murphy kicked it off, and a snowball ensued from there. Larry Murphy at Camp 31. I tell you, you know, now listen, a lot of great businesses, a lot of great individuals jumped in and kicked in on that thing. And, you know, we can't thank them enough, but certainly... the very first one was Larry Murphy. He did kick it off. And, you know, if you haven't been down to Camp 31, or even if you have, buffet is excellent every day. Sandwiches are great every day. Everything that they cook down there is great every day. Great people, great place to go. Great atmosphere.
Absolutely.
Beautiful, beautiful place. So, you know, I just wanted to say Larry was the first. We're going to talk about a lot of people, but, you know, really in no particular order. I just wanted to say that Larry was the first one to jump in. So,
well, Larry's been very supportive of a lot of the projects that we've gotten into the last couple of years. And, of course, his support and has always been appreciated, and he is a friend of BMP.
He is. Kim Rowell said she came to Bruton yesterday from Unroll and just had to stop and look at that tower.
I understand.
So, yeah. You know, Larry, I mean, I've heard a lot of those stories, a lot of them. I'll tell you another one. Let's just talk about some of them. I mean, some of the people that made it possible, DJ.
I want to start, and of course, this is no particular order. We're going to get to everybody at some point. Reed Joyner, I thought, was another one who went well above and beyond. I thought it was especially interesting that his business is not necessarily located here. He's down in the Panhandle on the coast, the Navarro, Fort Walton, Destin area. And, of course, a native of Bruton, loves this community. And he gave back a couple of times. He made an initial contribution to the pot, came back a second time. And I don't know, I thought Reed was a very, very good friend to the Dash for Cash.
Listen. What can you say about Reed?
His company, Emerald Coast All-Purpose.
Emerald Coast All-Purpose.
Residential, commercial. If you're down in the area, have a need, have some concerns, have questions, I'd start with Reed Joyner. If he can't get you taken care of, he could get you headed in the right direction. I promise you.
That's right.
Good man.
Reed is a friend of ours for a lot of years, you know, and doing big things down in the Panhandle, by the way. And, of course, Rhett, you know, Rhett, his brother, oh, wow. Look at that. Brock Joyner, a friend of this whole community. Today would be his 40th birthday. Well, I'll tell you what. Happy birthday, Brock.
Happy birthday, Brock.
And, you know.
He loved his T.R. Miller baseball.
He sure did. He certainly did that. He loved anything.
He loved anything
T.R.
There's
Miller.
An award that's named after Brock. They give yearly.
But yeah, Reed definitely did that, jumped in and helped get that thing going as well. Another one I want to talk about is Jesse Rigby.
Oh, yeah. He's another one. He's everything that we get into. He makes sure that either he's in and or his business, James Brothers Furniture, is in also. And Jesse, we certainly appreciate everything that he's done.
Yeah, Jesse, he jumped in. I believe he was maybe the second to jump in and get into it. So big time, when all this kind of got started and these initial folks started kicking in, I never had an idea that it would have gone to where it went to, but it certainly did. And, we want to tell everyone we appreciate them so much for doing that. Of course, again, no particular order at all. We're just talking about a couple of kind of from the beginning. Sarju Patel.
Wade,
Wade Winstead.
Always.
M-Star Hotel.
Sarju's an OG.
She's definitely an OG.
She's been in from the A1 day one. She was there.
That's a fact.
She was one of the 12.
And she is definitely that. And, they got in early. JoJo Holmes.
Sarju actually made a couple of contributions, one on behalf of M-Star Hotel and then another one with her winery.
She did. JoJo Holmes Pest Control.
Oh, always.
JoJo got in and kicked in, and JoJo also came down and or called in and actually contributed to Paul's Cross, if you remember back before the Dash. And we really appreciate all these guys, everybody for doing that. Refresh it, Chuck. Refresh that on YouTube.
Chuck Murph.
Yeah,
Monroe Murph. County.
That's right.
Good friend of mine from Monroe County. He was a whip at Frisco City.
Yeah, just refresh it. You'll get it back. YouTube sometimes buffers like that.
Josh Godwin stepped up a couple of different times.
Josh Godwin.
Davis Catfish and Popeyes. Of course, he always does.
Yeah, Josh is a friend to us, a friend to this community, a friend to T-Ball, Little League.
He's in.
Babe Ruth, you name it.
He's all in.
James Milstead, good morning to you. Carol Glidden, good morning, Miss Carol, mother-in-law. Will Ruse again.
Morning, Will.
This morning. So,
Steely, I'm going to brag on one of my nieces real quick.
Sure.
Steely picked up a nice scholarship, I guess it was two nights ago, from the Auburn Letterman's Club Association. She'll be attending Auburn next fall as a student and picked up a nice scholarship. So we were excited for her and proud of her. And way to go, Steely Bug.
Congratulations. You certainly need that for, that's a big thing.
He's not the only one, but we'll have two at Auburn next year. So, he's taking a pay cut.
Yes, he is. Is he going to buy him one of those tags?
Yes. I appreciate you for reminding me. Wade Winstead, he and Jason Tiepo and the Little League Yankees whooped up on us. We're the Twins. They got a 6-5 last night. Good game.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were a little too much for us last night, but we'll see them again.
A little too much for you.
Congratulations to the Yankees.
How about that? That's right. Happy birthday to my cousin, Tim Simmons, as well.
Okay.
He's up there with Brock looking down on us, and happy birthday to Tim.
I'll tell you some other native.
Shannon Odom has said some of the reasoning behind him being Cobra Kai is your affiliation with not being a Bammer.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes a little more sense.
So
I understand. Well, that's not going to happen, but yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Hey, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, we understand.
Another native son and daughter who got involved were Colin McMillan and Brett Kirkendall.
And
of course, Coley also. Colin came in with Mudbug Mafia and also came in with a personal donation, and he supported a couple of different ways. And it's very nice and warming to see those that have moved to other places still connected here. And of course, you're always going to have that connection, but certainly appreciate Colin and Brett and Coley all being involved also.
Certainly. Certainly. And I'm going to tell you right now, Colin and is another one that one of those people that he's a friend of this community as well, and doesn't live here this community full time.
My bad, Coach Tiepo. They're the Detroit Tigers. We were all navy blue, and I thought I saw some Yankees down there also, but it was the Tigers who whipped us last night. I'm sure the Yankees will get us next time, but Yeah, the Tigers got us last night. My fault, Coach.
Rachel Ivey, look at there. Rachel, another OG.
Rachel, yes, she is.
Rachel says she's ready to sell some real estate down there and contribute to Coach Roch's fund.
Wow.
So
did you see what Miss Carroll just posted?
That's a tough one.
Not really.
I mean, I'm gonna tell you right, I wouldn't. I mean, I'll do something else, but I'm not gonna do that. I don't know. Come to think of it, I might.
I just don't look great in tank tops.
Yeah. Cut off sleeves.
Yeah.
And the front of it says, I'm a bammer and I'm a tree killer.
Thank you. Thank you, Shirley.
We don't hug trees at Bammer. We kill them.
Got one.
Thank you, Margaret. I think that's another thing that kind of maybe plays into Tony's mind.
Well,
you know,
I've seen some footage. Tony was in the area when all that went down.
Was he the one on the grassy knoll?
There wasn't just one shooter. Or one poisoner.
Was he the one over hiding behind tumors?
I don't want to put too much out there.
Okay.
Because some of it's still being looked at. But that thing may not be over.
Yeah, well, I
we'll see.
You're telling me that somebody took credit or got the credit that didn't do it all by themselves.
I'm saying the guy was a patsy.
Okay.
And it was a more organized effort than what has been released to this point, but we'll see. That might be a 31 for 31 coming.
I think so. I think I can feel that coming on as well. Another one. Let's talk about some more.
Sure.
D. Powell.
D. He was in early.
D. Powell was in early.
He lives in North Dakota, Washington State. Has a mortgage company or a finance company. Yeah. Yeah, D came in early.
That's a native son. That's right. Right here in Bruton. John Commander. All this Bammer talk has converted me to Team Kai.
No. Let's quit talking about it. Let's talk about rainbows and unicorns.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Come on, John.
Look at that. Hazel. DJ, you look great in tanks. Show the guns off.
I hear you.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's so many people that we can, Bobby Townsend, Bobby is a great friend of ours and done a lot of great things here in town and always willing to lend a hand. And we got to see Bobby out one night. We were riding around and got to see him and a lot of people that night, but out looking around and big time. That was a big time.
Tracy Miller, Mallory Stanley there with Tallulah Bells also jumping in to have been supportive of everything that we've been involved with.
They did.
Of course, I think they enjoyed the dash as well and saw them down at Kicking the Creek just for a moment, but appreciate them also.
I can't say that I've ever shopped at Tallulah Bells.
I have.
But I can tell you my wife has.
Yeah.
And the only reason I can tell you I haven't because my wife knows better than to say, why don't you go pick me out something? Because that doesn't work well with me at all. Okay. I mean, I just, not gonna do it.
I'm one poison jelly bean away from getting Commander back with me.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this, and I'm glad you brought that up. The jelly bean, the Bean Boozled Challenge is going to be a staple on this show. Okay. Be fair warned. If you come in and sit in the driver's seat,
thank you, Kathy.
There is a good possibility. There's a real good possibility that you're going to be subjected to the Bean Boozled Challenge. And in walks one of the OGs as we speak. Pull up a mic and pull up a chair.
And a fork.
And y'all can tell by that voice.
Did you bring a fork?
Who the OG is. Come on in, Mr. Manasco.
Good morning.
Let me get this mic pulled up here for you.
You didn't bring Ken anything?
Let me back this bass down,
too.
Let's
make some room right here.
I did not.
Yeah. I had to back that bass down with you.
According to what you want, really, this morning. I got not white chocolate caramel, but I bought chocolate caramel, almost turtle cheesecake.
I'll take it.
That's me.
And then I guess you get the ribs then.
I'll take the ribs.
He wanted that. I'll take the ribs. That'll work out just fine.
And I bought some apple bourbon barbecue sauce.
Hey, I'll tell you what, I do want.
There is six ribs. Okay, so I did bring enough for us.
Hang me one there where I can have a bite.
No, no, I'll do that. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
This is. You are the man.
Yeah.
Well, I noticed y'all hadn't.
Nothing like ribs for breakfast.
It's been a while. All the excitement of the Dash. Y'all been busy. I hadn't really been on in a little while. So wanted to come and tell y'all how much we appreciate everything y'all are doing and how much I've enjoyed getting out with my family and riding around at 11 o'clock at night. It's surprising. One of the clues with the blinking light, of course, everybody went to Everett Price's office because there is a fence right there and the blinking light and all that kind of good stuff. And we only live three blocks from there, and there were people that beat us there. Now, I was like, well, they must have just been riding around town waiting for that clue, because we got in the car pretty quick, and Stephanie actually said, let's ride out to the tower, and I laughed at her. So, of course, I get to hear that.
We have heard that story from several people. Several. And you're right, Terry Beasley. It is Adam's show now because both our mouths are full. As you can tell, DJ hasn't said a word
in
the last 2 minutes.
Well, that's good. How are those ribs? They're pretty good this morning?
Well, the first one was delicious.
You know, we have a couple of different pit masters, myself, and I try to get out there and get on the pit a couple of days a week. And Mr. Charles, who used to be, everybody's known, he used to be at Bank Shots and Oaks and everywhere, and we have the privilege of having him down there with us now and does a great job. So we always appreciate, and he does a great job with the ribs and chicken and everything else. So, and I'm always bringing desserts. So I decided to bring something else to really.
I mean, Jessica's telling me she hopes I choke on this cheesecake, and I'm trying to, literally.
Well, really, it's the first time I made the turtle one. I've still had some more ideas that I'm actually going to make a candy pecan topping for it next time. So it'll be a turtle cheesecake, not just a chocolate caramel.
I'm telling you right now, don't touch it. I mean, you can do that, but you don't have to.
Yeah, put it on the side, right?
Yeah. You don't have to. I'm over licking the fork.
Yeah, we're having some exciting stuff down at Camp 31, too. You know, our buffets are going great.
Matter of fact, we were just talking about that.
We had the governor's buffet the other night, Monday night, with the governor being over at the Hourglass. We knew we were going to have quite a crowd.
How did that go?
You know, it was, I bet there was easily 100, 125 people there. Really nice support for the governor, and a couple of good questions, a couple of questions I sort of had to wince at, but that's all right. She was very open, you know, seemed like a very real nice lady. I got to talk to Alan Baker.
Coach Baker.
I always love talking with him. He's always so excited to see some of his students from back in the day, and it was always fun talking with him. Of course, he does sit there and entertain my ideas that I have for the state, you know, without, I guess, laughing too much, but it's a lot of fun. We had a great turnout. Probably 80 people came over from the over there and came. I don't know if you're going to get one of those ribs or not.
I'm joking.
Luckily enough, I don't know if we have one of those CPR little things, so you might be out of luck this morning. But
I was asked to zoom in on DJ, which I did. So everybody had a chance to everybody had a chance to check out DJ and his fabulous eating skills.
You know, I guess it's just a testament.
Are those ribs gluten free?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
And which really, you know, most everything is. I mean, there's only a few products that really have gluten.
See, I didn't know that. I thought when I heard gluten free, I thought he was really like onto something. And so I had no clue that the gluten-free thing
really
wasn't
the wheat and flour is about, you know, things like that. You know, even potatoes. Potatoes are starch, not gluten, you know. So,
okay.
You know, different things that people always come in and they're funny. What do you have on the menu is gluten-free? You know, to me, if you're a gluten-free diet, shouldn't you already know sort of what you can and can't have? I don't know.
Well, DJ does.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's good.
Yeah.
Camp 31 barbecue ribs. Trust me.
Jennifer Parker's in there taking up for him. So wrong, Ken. So wrong. Let DJ eat in peace. Listen, you don't know how much eating in peace he does. Or hey, training in peace.
You can't get that fifth meal in unless you get two before 10.
I brought you all protein. That way,
yeah, just, there's nothing wrong with that.
Lynn Bass says, gnaw on that bone, DJ.
There's nothing wrong with this.
You ain't Southern if you ain't
said,
getting it out
she
of the
said,
bone.
She said, gnaw on that bone.
Barbecue ribs. You can't beat it.
Process it.
And of course, I guess the Mother's Day coming up, probably, what, a month? 3 weeks to a month? Something like that.
So, yeah.
All mothers love cheesecake. So, make sure to message me or give me a shout and, we'll get you hooked up. I'll have some nice flavors for May and Mother's Day to really make everybody excited. Making a red velvet cheesecake tomorrow. First try on that one, but someone requested it. So,
wow.
Well, I guarantee you that
that has a lot of potential.
That sounds good. And as DJ just said,
he's not even getting to the apple bourbon barbecue sauce.
Oh, man. Larry Murphy said the breakfast of champions. That's right, Larry.
Absolutely.
You can't beat it.
No doubt. No doubt. Another swap shop testimonial right here. As you can see, DJ, go ahead and eat that last one. I don't care.
No, there's two. I'll let you two.
Okay, well, I don't care. If you want to eat them, eat them. Seriously. I mean, you're having too good a time down there not to. I'm being honest.
Delicious. You mean
I'm being serious?
You're not going to jump me like when we all.
No, no.
Okay, well, I'll take
you. Are having too good a time down there eating those ribs. Eat them. I'm just telling you, man. You need all the protein that you can get. I mean, if you think about it,
I got a big race coming up.
You got a big race coming up, and I wouldn't want to be the one that it come out and said that I hindered you in any way, shape, form, or fashion that might have kept you from achieving your goal
What is a normal time for a 100-yard dash?
For me, it was like 10.6, 10.7 back in the day.
Right. I mean, the fastest 40-yard dash I ever ran was a 5.1, so it's not like I'm looking blazing speed or anything.
If the conditions are right, and it's 109 yards, I'm thinking 12.8, 12.7 is what I'm looking to run. And I think that'll be plenty.
Minutes or seconds? I'm going to go with minutes because I'm going to make it halfway there and I'm going to have to take a break.
I got him.
And then start over.
Well.
But I can remember back in our, I played football with y'all 1 year. I enjoyed it. I love baseball a little more.
You played with me. You were on the same team with Tony. He was over there.
You know, I got to go up against, I was scrap defense. You know, I was second team. So I got to go up against the likes of every day of Steve Miles, Gooch. I'd hear blue. I know I was getting a double team from, Anthony Redmond and Stephen Brown.
Yeah, fun.
Fun times. I think Coach Roch maybe was trying to toughen me up and ran that play 30, 40 times in a row one day.
What deck are you on right now, DJ?
The Aloha.
Aloha eating barbecue ribs.
That's my favorite cruise ship.
That's right. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. I thought about that here. I was sitting here thinking, DJ has cruised the Love Boat several times, as we've talked about in the past. So I was thinking, well, wow. Hazel said that's pretty close to world record, DJ. DJ's best time in the 100 is maybe 13 to 14 seconds.
Oh, no. He has some bad information there. What are you doing this weekend, Adam?
I don't know what I need to be doing.
Well, this is for everybody in the listening audience. And we mentioned it yesterday. Tony Burnham left a tab open at the Groove.
Yes.
Come on.
He did.
Don't waste your, don't worry about the happy hour. Wait for the.
We have confirmed that with Neil J.
Yeah, it's open.
It's open.
Anybody out and about this weekend, go down and have one on the Kai.
Well, I haven't really drank since 2009, but, what a great opportunity.
Yeah, a great weekend to start.
I love Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
I love margaritas. I like Goose on the Rocks.
I like pig's feet.
Hog maul.
chitlins.
We got cornbread.
What'd you just say?
Chitlins.
No, about the pig's feet.
I like pig's feet.
Oh, Lord. That's why you turn that thing down, right?
Well, that, you know, listen, man, that's why we're an ish show and an ish company. Mistakes like that don't matter here.
At least I caught it on the first couple of
rounds. Yeah, did you see what Rob put on there?
What Rob put on there? Why do these donuts have bones in them? That's a good question. Hey, I want to talk about something real quick. J. Lowell. I want to talk about J. Lowell for a second. Did you know, and I don't know if you know this, did you know that J. Lowell, you know, I want to say this up front. I had no idea that J. Lowell did what he did when we put this up. Okay?
No. I didn't know till yesterday.
I had no idea. J. Lowell is in charge of this. The Chevy Youth Sports, Jeremy Lowell is in charge of it. J. Lowell, I'm going to tell you right now, you should have probably kept that quiet. Because we're about to see, we're about to check your oil with Chevy Youth Sports. Let me just say that. How about that, DJ? You think you can get J. Lowell to act right and maybe take care of
Bruton? Well, he's never going to act right.
East Bruton?
He will take care of our community, but he's never going to act right.
Yeah.
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 But he, Hal made me aware of that yesterday.
Hal made me aware of it. And she said, Hal said he was talking to his contact there.
Right.
And said that, you know, he wanted her to know about what had went on with the Dash for Cash and the fact that, you know, he'd send her pictures of this banner up behind what we were doing. And she said she went in to tell her boss about it. And her boss said, well, you know, just so happens that I gave Donut the name Donut. And she said, what?
He did.
And so she goes out, she tells Hal that a guy named Jeremy Lowell, her boss, says and claims that he gave you the nickname Donut. Well, guess what? Apparently, we know people in high places, DJ.
And now, he gave it to me about 4 weeks ago.
Well, I don't care when it was gave. Yeah. What the point I'm making is that J. Lowell, if you're catching this right now, if you're not catching this right now, get ready. We're gonna need some more baseballs. We're gonna need plenty of sports. I'm gonna just encompass it all. I'm thinking a couple of tractor trailers. Loads.
Absolutely.
What do you think, Manasco?
I think so, too. I love baseball. And, you know, there was one thing, you know, one of my first coaches was Brooks Hines, and I played on the Yankees, and we had a great time. And if it wasn't for that, you know, that, I guess, you know, team building and really getting to in sports that all these kids need to me, I think it's great to be able to give them an opportunity for exercise, to get out there and do things. And I love it, and I certainly hope, hopefully in the future, maybe I can get out there and help coach or help him. I know they need some umps behind the plate, and get me some glasses.
Terry Beasley said, is DJ going to the head again?
Not that time. That I was just going to watch.
There were people impressed yesterday that only on this show will you see one of the hosts say, I'm going to the head. I'll be right back. Well, guess what? He did it.
Hey, we're an ish company.
We're an ish company. We have no script. We have,
that's right.
We have no,
no filter.
We have no anything here to,
y'all just try to keep it family friendly. And besides,
you mean to tell you a great way to start the day?
Please.
Half rack of ribs.
And six bone plate.
Yeah, Shea Smith, yes, he just did eat six ribs for breakfast.
I'm going to tell you.
Now, I want to tell you something. He's probably already had his morning protein meal after your workout this morning.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, I always have a shake when I come back.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So,
milkshake.
You know, yeah, he just finished off six ribs faster. We need Rob and some of his analogies right now. Mine, I probably can't say on live radio right here to the listening audience.
Absolutely. My chef analogies are usually for the kitchen only.
Yeah, right. And that's kind of me. Sarge. Yes, he did finish off a six pack of ribs.
You know, then I see that Crutchfield asked me, you know, if I quit when over the fair catch. And actually, I think I quit after Doug Bell ear-holed me on the kickoff coverage practice. Doug Bell, practice. I guess you play like you practice, right. So he's champion at that.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, he was known to...
Thank you, Kim.
...to do things like that.
Scott Rylan one time, I was holding a dummy, sitting there just tackling dummy. He came pull a pull block and knocked me about 5 yards up into the Gatorade bucket, and I wasn't even paying attention to where he was coming from.
I'm going to tell you, I thought your wife had one of the better posts during the Dash, which was there are teenagers in South Alabama right now that are really, really not happy with me because I turned all their parents on to Snapchat. I want y'all to know that I have about 3,000 Snapchat friends now.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, hey, and I'm proud for it, and I thank every one of them. And I'm telling you right now, you know, I didn't mean to start a movement against teenagers. We were all teenagers once.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Lucretia.
I'm still appreciative, you know what I'm saying? That we didn't have cell phones back then.
Me too, man. Look at there. Bubba Crutchfield. Neil J is his kinfolk. All Kives are welcome at the Groove. You can take that to the bank. Well, they are going to take it to the bank, Bubba. They're going to take it to Burner's Bank. That's what they're going to take it to. Captain Cobra Kai's Bank. I mean, that's just the way it is. And make sure that they tell y'all when it hits a grand and let us, like somebody text me and let me know. I've got something I want.
It'll get there this weekend.
I'd like to drop when that happens. I tell you the truth. We're talking about food and chefs and all this kind of thing. Is ribs part of is it the FDA that puts out what the structure of the meal structure is? I may be talking out of line or whatever. You know, they say you're to be, you know, eat this for breakfast, eat this for lunch, eat that for, you know, supper. Well,
they've revised the food groups.
Okay, well, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Food groups.
Yeah, they used to be
what, five or six?
There's still five. There's a group differently. There's donuts, pizza, other stuff, pastries, and pasta.
I want to ask a question. Do they serve salad at the ballpark?
It's funny you ask.
Because
I requested one yesterday.
Well,
I requested one yesterday. They didn't have it.
I saw Aunt B had made a post that said that you actually did, that salad was mentioned when you came up to order.
I ordered one.
She also insinuated that your order was probably much more than just a salad.
Well, I went up and ordered a salad. They said they didn't have any, so I said, give me nachos. I asked for some Italian dressing. They didn't have any, so I said, put nacho cheese on it. I don't know what you're supposed to do. It's called substitution. And there's points aligned with that also. It's only like 3 points.
Okay,
Doug. I figured it was chicken salad, not a lettuce salad.
So I want to go over this real quick because we've talked about it a few times. DJ and I have.
Yes, the cheesecake's available today at Camp 31. I had an inquiry.
Yes. It is. We're going to, we've all been talking about, or a lot of people have been talking about having a Dash get together. Well, depending on who all wants to get involved with that and be involved, and I'm not talking about costing you any money. Okay, don't worry about that. That's not what I'm talking about. But everybody that would like to be involved with that, get up with us, message us, let us know. DJ, myself, you know, I'm not going to task Jessica out because, you know, she's been tasked enough, poor thing. But, you know, get up with us. Let us know. We ready to do, or we're getting ready. If y'all want to do it, we're getting ready to do the Dash Bash. Okay?
The Dash Bash.
The Dash Bash. Now, where is TBA? Don't know where. Haven't got down to those details yet. But we are getting ready to start planning it. If there's enough interest in it, then we will do it. And it will be fun for the whole family. And I'll put it to you like this. That's right, Lisa Weaver. Hashtag Dash Bash. And I can tell you this. It'll be fun for everyone.
Family friendly.
Family friendly. And y'all ready for a little clue? There's 182 people in here. Tell you what. Like and share this video. Get this thing up over 200. And I'll give you a little clue about hashtag Dash Bash. Okay? Y'all really want to hear this one?
What's the number it has to get to?
200. We're at 86.
That's right. Come on.
200.
Like and share. Didn't take but a second.
200.
How many people you think would attend?
No, we can't have it in the gully. Well, that's why I want to figure. I want to see. I want to gauge what kind of
T-Bone wants to have it in the gully.
That's why I just. I want to gauge how much interest we may have or may not have in it, you know, at
the gullies.
If people, you know, where people's interests lie, would they come? Would they want to come down and have a good time with it? We're at a buck 90, buck 88.
This will be fun. We need to make this happen. This will be a lot of fun.
Well, we will.
Something we need to do outside with band.
It's going to be outside. We're at a buck 92, buck 93, 94. 200 people. That's what we're looking for. 200.
Like and share. Tag somebody.
Like and share. Get people in here.
Thank you, Kelly.
Get them in.
It'll be a party.
Get them in. We need 200. We was over 200 for a while.
Then we turned the mics on.
Well, yeah, you know, I think that zooming in on you completely annihilating those six ribs over there.
A little early for that, wasn't it?
No, I don't know, maybe.
For most.
All right, 197.
Most time that's kept on the Discovery Channel.
There it is. Here we go. All right, so here we go. Here's a little clue. For all these addicts, these Dash for Cash addicts.
I'm one.
Okay. At the Dash Bash, guess what we're going to do?
I have no idea.
We're going to have plenty of clues just for you. And what's the reason for the clues, you say? Somebody's going to find a prize that day. So at the Dash Bash, there's going to be a hunt. So if y'all want to do it, we're willing to make it happen. A one-day-only event, a one-day-only hunt. For every one of y'all that wants to get back and use your heads and get out there and have a good time hunting around and chasing around, guess what we'll do? We'll do it, and we'll make it happen. And we'll have Roving Rob on hand. We'll have Lynn Bass on hand. We'll have all the OGs in the house.
That's right.
Tracy Steele, hashtag Dash for Cash Lives Matter.
There you go.
Yes, they do.
That is a new, that will be on everyone that I put, every post we put out from now on, that will be there. Will
an egg be involved?
There will be no eggs involved. Okay. But I will say this, listen, a lot of this egg filled with crown. A lot of this is going to depend on how many messages, how many people we can confirm that will be there, that will attend. I mean, if we're only talking 20 or 30 people, I mean, listen, this is too big of a thing to put on for you know, it's got to be substantial for us to make that happen. Okay. And we can make it happen. Okay. And we will make it happen. And like I said, gluttons for punishment. Won't be any charge to anybody. It'll be just like the Dash for Cash was.
In a shocker, Paula Pettis actually has a pretty good idea here. Is there any way to tie it in with the Burnt Corn Creek run and the 109? Or is that too much sugar for a nine?
Well, the problem is my daughter has a recital that evening.
It won't work.
So that won't work. That would be great.
Yeah.
And if we can get Ann Peavy to move that recital, then certainly.
John Commander says that we are the scavenger hunt capital of the world.
Well,
being the greatest community in the world.
I only agreed to do this for one day only. One day, okay? Only because of so much interest that I've, read.
Thank you, Diane.
And saw and seen, in the group and out of the group. I there's been a lot of support for it. So, guess what? Look at there. Kim Salter, Kim's Coney Island, $100 towards the hunt.
Steven Robinson's already thrown in $100.
So there you go. So we've got $200 already in the pot right now for the Dash Bash.
$200 came yesterday from somebody. Hayes yeah. would want to put some seed money in.
Well, maybe.
I'm liking what I hear here. Can Desdemona be the live entertainment? That's a yes. Thank you, Ken, for committing.
We appreciate that.
You heard it here, Desdemona.
Wait a minute.
One time only.
Wait a minute. If I'm having to up this event, probably not. Okay. But I tell you what we make it do. We might could talk another local band into coming down, which would be Southern Heartburn.
Yes, sir.
They might would come down, which is some of our local guys, Neil J, a supporter of BMP yeah. and the Dash. Of course, Jason Gleaton.
That'd be
in
great.
That band.
We might get ACDC to open for them.
Well, I ain't going to lie. I've got another band in mind that I might have be the closing act that evening. And their initials are the Velcro Pygmies.
Wait a minute. Don't you dare tease me. Are you kidding me?
I'm not teasing. I've already checked into it. I spent some time last night looking and checking schedules.
Pig power, baby.
So I'm trying to figure out if it'll work. So yes, I'm looking into it. Again,
I'm telling you,
this won't cost anybody a dime. It will be, driven by the interest of the people. It'll be driven by the community support. It will be, let me say this again, a family friendly event. Okay. You can bring your kids, your family, everybody, just like the Dash was. This was all about family positives. Okay.
I will talk to some of my vendors, see if I can't get some donations, get Trustmark to let us use that big rolling barbecue pit.
That's right.
We'll have some Chef Adam food down there.
There you go. Well, there you go.
This is turning into something quick.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So for the first annual Dash Bash, we're gonna hunt up some dates. We'll put out some tentative dates. I'm going to get with the pigs and find out some dates from them.
The pigs.
And I'm going to get with Neil J and Jason and find out some dates, make sure. And then what we'll do is we'll put out a bunch of dates. we'll take a poll. We'll put a poll out with a bunch of dates and we'll see who, what dates seem to work the best for everyone. And we will have some great food.
That's right.
Some great music.
It's all good, Josh.
Wade Winstead said Burden Package will throw in 100.
There's 300. Hazel, are you in for 200 like you said yesterday?
He said he was.
If Hayes is in, that's 300 plus Hayes 2, that'd be 500.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Hazel's in or not. We got to wait for Hayes.
The Velcro Pygmies. You have shocked me here this morning.
Yeah, I've been looking at that. And,
wow.
Here's the deal, man. This will be our way of showing appreciation to all of the hunters, the people that donated,
also the people that were supportive when people were taking shots at us.
Unfair shots, I might add. We were social media soldiers of fortune. Okay. We were, look at there, Larry Murphy in with $100.
Write this down again. I got Talena Lambeth in
for $100.
Here we go. This is how it starts.
Yeah. This is like Groundhog Day. I mean, what just happened?
I know one person screaming. Jess is probably like, no, don't do it.
Jessica's cussing me right now.
What? What is happening?
Yeah. Hazel just went radio silent on us after that $200 question.
Oh, he says he's in.
Hayes in?
Don't ask silly questions.
He's in. All right, put Hayes down for 200.
I can't believe we're doing this again right now. I don't even know. Who have I missed? I've got Talena Lambeth, Larry Murphy, and Hayes.
Well, at least we know it'll be
hold
one
on.
Day.
Okay, Ryan, hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Julie's in.
Hold on. Let me.
I can't believe Ken.
Adam McCall said put him down.
Hold on. Yes, who?
Larry Adam Murphy's McCall. In for 100.
Adam McCall.
Talena Lambeth's in for 100. Hazel's in for 200. Julie Bush is in for 100. Adam McCall's in for 100. Kathy Mack is in for 100.
Wow, that's awesome.
I'll tell you, Ken, Jesse's going
to
kill you.
I didn't mean to do
this.
She's
going to kill me too, and I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Hey,
I really
Sherry Weaver, we got that money. I'm about to count that money. Southwest Mental Health sent over some money yesterday. We'll put that in as well. So
I got Heath. I don't know that I have everybody. I have Talena, Larry, Hayes.
Heath Hanks said he'd do $100.
Heath Jackson?
Heath Hanks. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Heath Jackson. I got
Heath.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if I have everybody.
Hillary Raines, she says she's counted 1,100 so far.
Well, I got 2, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've got 800.
Okay. Well, we're missing.
I got Kim's. Kim's Coney Island.
Kim's Coney Island's in for 100. That's right. That's 9.
This is deja vu.
I don't know who
all over again.
I don't know who we're missing.
I got Kathy Mack.
Yeah. Anyway, this will be a 1-day event, family friendly.
I'm seeing at least some Wade. Is that Wade Winstead?
I got
Wade
Jessica texting me. Oh, Jessica's got them all. It's 1,100 right now, according to her. Jess is way ahead of us. Yes, you are, darling. Yes, you are.
Larry says that we can. Don't worry about Trustmark. So we'll bring our barbecue trailer down there and we'll take care of
it. Well, there you go.
We'll take care of how many other people want to show up. We'll be able to take care of it.
There you go.
Maybe Den, if we're going back, and getting your old band back together, shooting like the Den of Thieves. And
I'm good with that. But my band, my band won't be there. If I've got to be doing, helping with this
Sarge
event.
Is in for 100.
I can't do it. Okay, I would love to. But there's just
no way.
We'll
let you slide this time.
Yeah. But hey, the DOT wants to come down. Southern Heartburn wants to come down. And of course, we're going to work on the pigs. And I'm telling y'all, this would be an amazing event.
We don't have a date set yet. This is unbelievable.
No.
I'm telling you.
This would be an amazing event.
And I agree with you, Talena. Bruton.
Hey, Mark Miller.
Family friend.
Mark Miller says we need to get AT&T to contribute for the advertisement. Well, that's probably that's good. Yeah, Robert Wood woodwork again for $100. DJ TJ Wood.
Tony says that Camp 31 is the only thing that you and he agree on.
We do agree on that.
Yes, they do.
And we said we were going to be better prepared the next time. A staff of 10, spreadsheets. Okay. What happened? What is happening?
We suck.
What? I mean,
I'm sorry.
What is happening?
We suck. I mean, that this.
No, you should have known that with the greatest community in the world that they would have jumped right on it. And, but
we live in the greatest community in the world. We hadn't got a date yet. We got to figure that out.
I've got barbecue sauce all over the spreadsheet.
That's fine. Great.
What has happened?
So, if Britt Brown wants to come down and perform, she's more than welcome.
I got a guitar.
Hey, that's right. You do.
Who are you going to loan it to?
I'm going to do a set.
Well, maybe we'll have a little time to practice. Yeah. We'll do a better rendition than we did the first time.
Okay. So listen, here's the deal again. It will be a one-day event. It will be a one-day hunt. Okay? Clues will be given out all day at random intervals. Hank Adam is definitely welcome. He's one of the OGs.
Yes, he is.
From the back in the day. I've had the pleasure of sitting up and playing guitar with Hank Adam for to the wee hours of the morning. And if Hanky's coming, I'm calling Brian Murph, because there's no better combination than Hank Adam on the guitar and Brian Murph narrating. Okay? I'm just telling you. MC said pygmies for life. Well, guess what? I don't know if they've ever tore up Bruton, but we're about to find out if they can. How about that?
That's right.
I've got to say it.
All of you that like 80s music, if you've never heard of the Velcro Pygmies, get ready.
I've got
to
say it.
We're going to try to get it worked out, and we're going to try to get it, make it happen. And it's going to, you know, we're going to try to make it work.
Do you know what they're doing in Muscle Shoals, Alabama?
I don't know.
Not this.
Not this.
Not again, even close.
Not this. So, there you have it. Hazel said he may get down for that. Well, Hazel, you are welcome. DJ's domicile is open for you, and the rooms are free.
Okay? Yes, they are.
The rooms are free.
Yes, they are.
I'm just telling you, we're going to Duke Pendleton is more than welcome. Yes, I have heard it. I've heard Hank Adam do so many songs that you can't even imagine. My favorite one he ever did was the one that's, I've got a brand new pair of roller skates. She's got a brand new whatever it is. And I'm telling you, I've never seen Brian Murph. He almost threw up that night.
I'm going to be honest with you.
He wasn't drunk.
I'm going to be honest with you. When I was in fourth grade.
You dreamed this?
And I was sitting in Miss Mitchell's class.
Okay.
I never dreamed in a million years that we would party to the pigs together. It never crossed my mind.
Well.
But we're going to do it.
Well.
Miss Mitchell, I'm picking you up the day of the event. We're going to get there early. We're going to stay late. Might even stage dive, depending on the receiving crowd.
Like I said, here, Tina and Chris Clayton in for $100. D Powell, good morning, D. D, we're putting together the first annual Dash Bash.
Dash Bash.
This is a roundup of everybody.
Fly back in.
After the Dash for Cash, it's going to be a one-day event, a one-day hunt. I want to make that real clear, because I don't want people saying, where's the clue? Where's the clue? The clues will be given out all day that day. And we're going to make that happen. So, Bubba said, DJ domicile visitation rules, bring donuts and toilet paper.
Sounds like a plan.
So, everyone required dress up like the 80s. You can dress up however you want to.
I never left, Heather. Never left. My jeans are tight rolled as we speak.
Doesn't make any difference. All I can say is this. We're going to keep gauging community support. Look at there. Patty Mitchell's in for 100.
Miss Mitchell, I love you.
Reed Joyner's in for 200.
You gave us 48 hours, Ken. You gave us 48 hours.
I'm sorry, man.
I've been trying to decide what I want to call my cheesecakes, and I came up with different things. But how's everybody like Big Daddy's Delights? And my grandkids all call me Big Daddy. I'm assuming because of my voice, not my belly. But I've thought of, different ones, but the one that seems ringing in my ears, Big Daddy Delights. And on behalf of that, Stephanie was wanting to get involved, so you can put me and Stephanie and Big Daddy Delights down for $50.
All right.
All right, hold on here. I'm doing something here.
Yes, I do, Josh. I will have my dancing shoes on.
So here we go. I'm about to post. There is the PayPal address that you can send the money to right there. Send it in. Every dollar of this will go to the pot for the hunt. Okay. It will not be going to buy food and all this kind of stuff. We're gonna work all that out. Now we're gonna get with some businesses in town and other places, you know, and see if they want to participate and all that kind of stuff. And we certainly will. And you know,
I've been at a band party one time where it hit me just right to jump off the stage.
Yes.
And guess who caught me?
Who's that?
T-Bone.
Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai. He had my back that night. I was in Dallas County, Alabama.
Well, I mean, Cobra Kai's do from time to time do some good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're good folks. They're good folks.
Kelly Burton Webb, are you in on the dash? I mean, would you participate when I say, would you come down and enjoy a day of family fun and music and maybe round it off with the pigs on stage live and in color? That'd be a big time.
I can't wait. I'll camp out
and
the
I'm
night
gonna
before.
Tell them absolutely and I'm I'll gonna tell the them that before. The last song that we have $1,750 right now.
Unbelievable.
And I'm gonna tell them that the last song that we want to hear when they sign off is Purple Rain.
I hope it's dark.
That's what we want to hear.
I hope
Purple
it's dark.
Purple Rain.
It's an anthem.
So here's the deal.
It's not a song. It's an anthem.
Y'all like to share this video. We'll put a post up later on about doing this and gauge public interest. See who would like it. See who wouldn't like it. You know, whoever wants to participate, we're going to see who we can do and get, you know, get maybe get involved and more than, you know, we've already had. And I want to say this. Thank you to everyone that has just started to make this possible and happen this morning.
Anybody that wants to have a good time the right way will be welcome.
Anybody.
Anybody.
Anybody. Okay. So understand this will be a family friendly event. It will be family friendly from whatever age your kid is to 100. And 80. It doesn't matter. But
a day of fellowship, hugging necks, shaking hands, a lot of laughing,
meeting people. Here's the
meeting
thing.
Meeting people.
We have had the opportunity to visit, to see and talk and comment with so many people during the Dash for Cash, but we've never met 98% of them. Mm-hmm. So this would be a great way for all. D. Powell's in for $100 from Full Circle Finance. This will be a great way for all of us to meet and greet, put a handshake on each other, a hug, and everybody just enjoy themselves. Put Elizabeth Hancock down for $20. She just sent us PayPal. Just sent it to us. PayPal is in the comments.
Can't wait to see Emma Grace.
I will put the PayPal up again and you know in the post you know we're going to Jerry Wilson, put Jerry Wilson down for 50.
I've got him right here to the barbecue sauce.
Yeah. But listen, I'm telling you, we're gonna have a big time. That's gonna be a big time. Now here comes the fun part. Jessica, you get to plan all of it.
Jessica, here's the notes that I have. call me when it's over.
And I'm joking. I am completely joking. Okay.
So we'll get Stephanie and myself, and we'll all get together, and they can work on that. And
Elizabeth.
Work on some voiceovers for this thing.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, all I can say is this. We're going to keep gauging community support. Find out the whens, the whats, the hows, and the wheres, and all that kind of stuff. And we're going to have it in a, you know, it's going to be a big time. I promise you, it will be an event just like the Dash for Cash was that you don't want to miss. I told everybody what that night after the winner was announced. What did I tell everybody? I said, working on something bigger.
Well, this is going to be great.
Well, let me ask you a question. If the Velcro Pygmies were up in Brewton, Alabama, if Hank Adam Shoke wants to come, if Duke Pendleton wants to come, if Southern Heartburn wants to come, if the Den of Thieves want to come, it's going to be off the chain.
Off the chain.
Absolutely.
It's going to be off the chain.
Off the chain.
Okay. So, okay, I got you, Elizabeth. Thank you so much. It's going to be off the chain. So, it'd be one of those events that be a big time. Like I said, you know, it's going to be something we can all have a big time doing. And I'm going to get back at it. And, you know, I don't know how this happened this morning. Again, thank you to everyone that has put in on this. You can, like I said, kick it to us on PayPal, and we will that will go in the pot as far as what has been started here today. We will move forward with that as we, you know, kind of get going and get this thing going. And, you know, since we're talking about, you know, 80s music, what better way to get out of here, DJ?
I got my first real six string.
Thank you.
We done. It has been a great, great Wednesday. Happy hump day to each of you. Thank you for listening to us this morning. We appreciate Adam coming in, of course, as always. Thank you, Adam.
I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Pete Chevrolet and Jim Peach Motors, for making the show possible each day. And we're all blessed to live in the greatest community in the world.
Get ready.
Dash Bash is coming. More details to follow. Y'all have a good one.
Historic Bruton, Alabama. Remember to tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.-ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to win.